My intention this evening is to offer more of a meditation than a sermon. I don't intend to tell you a story that you have heard a number of times, even twice this week if you were in church last Sunday. I would rather try to offer something for us to think about from today until this coming Sunday morning, and more than something to chew or ponder, maybe I would hope maybe we could try to live with this thought for the next 3 days, to really try to live with it and see if that thought might change our perspective, and if our perspective then perhaps change the way that we live. Change the way that we live with ourselves. Change the way we live with others, those we love and those we don't. And change the way that we live with God. So we know this story, we've just heard it again, and maybe we don't even listen closely because we know it, or we think we know it. It goes in one ear and out the other, or it washes over us. I would like to try to get us to hear it again through a different voice. Maybe if we listen to it through the words of Isaiah the prophet, one of the most important prophetic voices in the history of civilization, we may hear something different, something new, something fresh. We hear the whole story in just two lines of Isaiah's unnumbered lines of prophecy. He says, "See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up and shall be very high. Just as there were many who were astonished at him, so marred was his appearance beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of mortals." It's the same story, the whole story in its more poetic form. We can walk through that story together. Here sits something before us, a person, a project, situation, circumstance, life, even. Here are circumstances right in front of our very eyes that are so catastrophically bad, that we all recognize abject failure universally, comprehensively. Not just abject failure, but death, absolute loss, hopelessness, despair, the bottom, violence, disease, darkness, trauma, all those things. So marred was his appearance, beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of mortals. Maybe you've been there. Or maybe you've just been witness. But we all have some sense that we can be united by darkness and death and violence and trauma, just as we can be united by other things. That darkness becomes our rallying point, but a despairing one. And we all participate both in inflicting that darkness upon another or upon a context, and in the despair that results from our action, that's the reality that is before us in this story. And it is real. We do that. We experience that. We witness it. We can see it. And yet God sees something different than what we see. God says, "See, my servant shall prosper." And that can be so confusing until we live through it again. Our response collectively is, "How can that be?" Stronger than that, our response is disbelief. How can there be prospering in the face of such despair? How can something hopeful come from our own hopeless action? That's not possible. It's impossible. And yet God says, "See, my servant shall prosper." Something to think about. Something to live into. I certainly prefer prospering over despairing, but I know too well of my own capacity to contribute consciously and unconsciously to the darkness and the despair. To be one of the crowd, if not the leader of it. To be a person who chooses power over love. I know you know what I'm talking about, and it's not because we know each other so well. I know you know what I'm talking about because you are a human being. And if you can't connect, if you can't implicate yourself, if you can't find yourself in darkness, if you don't experience despair, well, then gently dig a little deeper, brother, sister.